time is it? It's early. Why are you up? Oh, you're just getting a drink. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I would have gotten something for you if I'd known. Oh. I guess you do know where the cups are, huh? Yeah, I mean, you've spent a couple nights sleeping over here, you know? I thought maybe it was the planes. Sorry, they're kind of part of the package when you stay with me. I hope you don't mind. Good. I'm just glad that my bed is big enough. I guess you're right. It is pretty cozy regardless. Can you come back here and cuddle? It's colder without you. Thanks. I'll just snuggle into you. We should go back to sleep. I'm sorry. I'm a yawning mess. What's the matter? Can't sleep? I'm sorry. I know that sometimes it's weird sleeping in a strange bed, but I don't know, it's silly, but it feels like this bed is yours too. No, it's okay. It's not like you have to be, it's not like you have to feel completely at home. But it's been nice, you know? Spending time with you like this. I don't know. I feel really comfortable around you and safe. And it's been really nice. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really that worried about, what everyone else would say. I don't know. Labels are dumb and messy, and I really just enjoy just letting this be what it is. You know, just hanging out with you and cuddling you and being kissed by you. It's just like, wow. I can't believe I could have woken up next to you all this time. Who knew I had a friend that was so comfy right next to me? It took me like a year to figure that out. But I'm glad that I did. I feel like I sleep better when you're next to me. I mean, that's kind of embarrassing, but I mean, it's true, you know? So, you know, we should get some sleep. But now I'm the one who's kind of awake. It's Nothing really. I guess I just kind of have these thoughts. I don't know. I feel like you'll laugh. Sorry, I can't help you. I'm just sleepy. But these last few weeks have been so much fun. I mean, I don't know. It's not like anything has technically changed, but I mean, we've definitely gotten pretty close. You know, we've, I guess, crossed some boundaries that we hadn't before, and I, you know, things are just different now between us. Not different bad, though. Still, don't get me wrong. It's definitely different good. And I just, I don't know, I think, you're one of my best friends. No, that's not even true. Like, oh my god, you are my best friend. I just love spending time with you, and I guess being able to spend time with you like we are now has just been icing on the cake. It's just that, well, you're so cool. That sounds kind of lame, but no. I mean, I don't know. I just really admire you. I'm serious, okay? I'm not teasing you. I'm not being silly. I don't know. You're just like so sweet to me. And your friends, and even to people you don't know. It's amazing. I mean it. I mean, you're just great, and you're so talented, and I mean, God, just listening to you talk about your interests and seeing how focused you get when you start a project. That little face you make. It makes me smile. And that's part of what makes you cool. I don't know. And okay, I guess maybe you're a little funny. When you're not making dad jokes, of course. Ow! Hey, no pinching. No pinching. I mean, we definitely share a similar sense of humor, and I appreciate it. I like being goofy with you. I mean, not to mention the fact that you're not too bad to look at. Look at that smile. I knew it'd go right to your head. Of course I mean it. This might sound dumb, but one morning when I woke up with you here, the sun from the window kind of lit your hair when I rolled over, and I thought you were an angel. Okay, that's embarrassing, but you know I think you're attractive. Stop pretending just to make me say it. So, I don't know. I guess you're just cool, talented, funny, handsome. And I feel lucky. Lucky to be in your arms today. Hey, I am. I love you. Sorry, it just kind of came out. I know it might be too soon. You do? Good.